Welcome to the Dating Women Radio Show, featuring the coaching of Doc Love, the man that changed the lives of thousands around the world in his lifetime. His legacy continues weekly on this show. Here is your host, Jeff Stevens.
Welcome to your free segment, courtesy of the Doc Love Club at DocLoveClub.com. Doc talked about the importance of getting her number in this classic segment that is part of the October 14th, 2020 show on the Doc Love Club. What if you are in an uncomfortable place where you can't ask for her number, i.e. you're not one-on-one with her, but you should still ask for the number? Always ask for the number. Doc's advice is timeless, by the way. Technology changes, but not the underlying principles. He talks about the home phone number, pen and paper, but change that to cell phone number and punching the number into your smartphone, and it all makes sense. Also, it's important that you build rapport with her as you build value in yourself. Check out these important principles now.
Just running into women in kind of situations where it's not able to really chit-chat with them because it's
specifically. Let me give you an example. I'm in a club, okay?
Okay.
And this is a couple hundred years ago, but I'm in a club and there's a row of guys sitting there in front of the pretty bartender. Behind the guy sitting there is a row of guys standing, and I'm in the next row. And I yelled out over these guys, "Susie, what's your home phone number?" And she wrote it down and handed it to me. And all the guys looked at me, and I smiled at them and walked out of there. You see my point? If I got a girl's attention and I can get some conversation, I'm going to ask for the home phone number. Always ask, because we'd had a caller earlier today. They were working together on a job, and all of a sudden the job shifted, and it was called off, and now he can't get a hold of her. You cannot ask for the home phone number too soon. But on the other hand, you just can't walk up to the stranger on the street and say, "Hi, what's your name?" Susie, what's your home phone number? You have to, we call in sales, build value. Why should she give you the home phone number? That's when your personality and your talk for that 5 to 10 minutes before that. But if you're talking to a girl, and I don't care if her mother's standing there, the Pope is standing there, and Mrs. Bush is standing there, say, "Susie, what's your home phone number?" Always ask. And look into her eyes, stare her down, and do not help her with the answer. And you always want to carry a pen and paper on you. Some guys, what they do is they just say, "Here, put your home phone number on here." And then they shut up. She's holding the pen and the paper, and she's looking at you for a minute and a half. It'll feel like 2 hours. Well, you know then she has low interest level.
Okay. So you're saying that if you don't have enough time to really chit-chat for at least a few minutes, you can't just walk up and just say, "Hey."
Well, no, you can't pick up strangers. No. But your question is too general. I'm trying to get at what specifically are you alluding to here?
Okay.
Is there a specific situation where you couldn't? I'm trying to get you to describe that situation because I don't like answering generalizations. "Well, I'm at a party and her boss is standing there and it's my boss." Well, no, you can't ask her for the home phone number in front of the boss because it's a business meeting. But there's thousands of different scenarios, and I'm trying to probe out of you, which one are you talking about?
Okay, I can remember one where I was at a real estate investing
seminar. Yeah, right.
And we had a little break in the middle of it for a few minutes.
Yeah.
And she was talking to some man, and I was trying to kind of wait to maybe see if he would leave so I could talk to her. He never did, so I just went up and kind of butted in on the conversation.
Yeah, that's no good. What you want to do is you should have sat beside her or behind her when you went back into the seminar. And then as soon as the seminar is over, she's real close, and you start talking to her, and then you ask her out. Then you ask her for the home phone number.
Right.
You don't want other guys standing there, you know. But you have to get a little rapport going here.
Right. I stood there, and I talked to kind of both of them for, I don't know, 2 or 3 minutes before we had to sit back down.
Yeah.
And I needed to leave, and we had assigned seating, and I was trying to get...
Oh, then you should have asked her then.
Say, Carl,
excuse me here, but I want to ask Susie for her home phone number. Then you look at Susie and say, "Susie, what's your home phone number?"
Oh, I did ask her, Doc.
Oh, good, good. What'd she say?
She said no.
No, that's all right. It doesn't make any difference. You know why?
Why?
Because you asked. Most guys won't ask. because if you ask enough, something's going to happen.
Well, you know, I reading your book, I just finally got to the point where, you know, I was like, hey, what do I got to lose?
Yeah, what do you got to lose? Not, she doesn't have a gun. She's not going to shoot you. So yeah. you just ask for the home phone number. It's no big deal. I say in the book 10,000 times, ask for the home phone number. In all my writings, I say ask for the home phone number. And to this day, I get a lot of students. They don't ask for the home phone number. They don't. They say, well, it didn't feel right. And she was talking to another guy. She was in a hurry. I didn't have enough time. If I give you $1 million to ask her for the home phone number, somehow you'd find a way. On the other hand, as far as being successful, ideally you got something before it, i.e. building value in yourself and your personality, that there's a reason for her to give you the home phone number. But when you were talking there with this other guy, if you didn't pass the physical attraction test, or she just didn't like something about you, or maybe she has a boyfriend, she just says no thank you. How did she turn you down? What were her exact words?
What else did you miss in this show, which was about an hour of audio? Well, you hear Doc finish up with this guy. The reason you get turned down is so important so that you can do better next time. Listen to how Doc breaks it down for him when you join. Also, what do you do if you get rejected? Hint, you're not going to be uptight. When she compliments you, do this. You can apply the same principles for your career. Find out why. And there's so much more to this show. About an hour of audio. Plus, when you join the Doc Love Club, you get access to hundreds of hours of audio and hundreds of articles, and it all grows weekly. The links are conveniently on this page to join, or go to docloveclub.com. Join and look for the October 14th, 2020 show to get this specific show after you join. Thanks so much for listening. See you next week.